Hello, my name is Barbara Carey, and this audio podcast is part two of my assignment number 3, Digital Media Option, PIDP 3240. This podcast, titled 5 Emerging Education and Instructional Technologies That Educators Should Know About, was recorded on April 19, 2013. This is the summary of a posting by Kelly Walsh on September 9, 2012. He is Chief Information Officer at the College of Westchester in White Plains, New York. The technologies that can have the best impact on education are evolving quickly year by year, and the pace seems to be quickening. Inter alia, educators tackle the question, which applications and ideas are rising to the fore and which are best positioned to enhance engagement and impact learning. We should therefore be on the lookout for especially useful education and instructional technologies. These continue to emerge from the seemingly endless array of tools and concepts out there. The following is a brief overview of the top 5 emerging education and instructional technologies, along with a look at the essential features of each of them. 1. The flipped classroom, also known as flipped teaching. This is not a technology in itself, but rather a technology-enabled teaching technique. It is a reverse teaching model that delivers instruction at home through interactive teacher-created videos and that moves the so-called homework to the classroom. Moving lectures outside the classroom allows teachers to spend more one-on-one time with each student. With the guidance of their teachers and the support of their peers, students have the opportunity to ask questions and work through problems. In this way, they effectively create a collaborative learning environment. 2. The Apple iPad and other tablet devices. The iPad has multiplied at the rate far surpassing any other technology introduction, be it television, the personal computer, the DVD, etc. Education was already pro-Apple before the niche-defining tablet was introduced, and schools and teachers are now embracing it with great eagerness. The iPad and other tablet devices are gradually becoming tools for all grade levels, all types of schools, and all academic disciplines. 3. Smartphones. We can no longer ignore these devices because they're truly everywhere. And although the vast majority of students in high schools and colleges have them, the author argues that students in younger grades really should not. We could choose to embrace their potential for interactive polling, tweeting, and more, or we could simply leverage them for accessing learning content from outside the classroom. Whatever the application, educators should be planning for making the most of the existence of smartphones and of their powerful capabilities. 4.